Credo in un Deo, Padre onnipotente, Pater celeste, Misericordiae et
once again with Catholic Opinion. I'd like to welcome all our listeners, especially those in Auckland, those who ever hear the program, those overseas now who can hear it on the internet. Welcome. And we dedicate the program to those people who suffer, the people who are sick, the people who are dying, people in old folks' homes, and especially do we pray for the young and those from divorced families. It's so tough on young people. Life is so tough, and life is very tough financially as well. And those people we pray for have cancer and depression and heart conditions. Yes, and that's our job as Christians, because our prayers are very powerful to God. And we bring the people who suffer before the face of God and ask a blessing on them, especially the peoples of New Zealand. And today, listeners, I'm going to talk about the titles of Jesus Christ and his mother Mary. What the church tells us officially, and when we read these titles and tell us what they are, then we tell what a Catholic believes. So we start now with Our Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. He says the words that Jesus Christ spoke to his Heavenly Father, God, and teaching us how to pray. And we think of who Jesus Christ is, and who is, in a lesser degree, who his mother is. Because we, from the church, we have an amazing amount of knowledge about Jesus Christ and about Our Lady. Through the Bible, the teachings of the church, and the traditions of the church, has been handed down from the fathers. Mainly, our sources, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, and also St. Paul in his letters. We have the New Testament and the Old Testament. And listeners, the Old Testament has 458 prophecies about the coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. So when we read the prophecies and when we read the Old Testament, I especially am always looking to find Jesus Christ in the Old Testament, the Promised One. The Catholic Church has carefully protected the information of Jesus Christ and the Apostles and Our Lady, and in the Gospels, and in the Acts of the Apostles too, about the Apostles. We believe, as Catholics, that Jesus Christ is God and man. He's the eternal creator, made everything, the universe. And don't know how many universes that he is God, has made, because he's eternal. And he tells us forever, his Father has been creating forever, listeners. It's quite a long time, don't you think? He is the Messiah. And also we believe of Our Lady, that she's the promised woman of the Bible, page 3 of the Bible, that through a woman and her son, the world will be saved again, with Jesus Christ, the seed that is her son, both God and both man. So we believe that there's one God. And in that one God, there are three persons, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is love, the love of God. They created all, and they created man in one of their creations. We believe the first man was Adam and Eve, and that they fell, and heaven clanged shut, and no person could ever again get into heaven. The devil laughed. The whole human race was damned, and a saviour was needed. And immediately, on page 3 of the scriptures, that a saviour was promised. But he must be God, because he must plead in front of the God as an equal, because the offence was against the infinite God. And he also must plead for us as a man. So he had to be a God to plead, and a man, yes, to represent. We believe that this man is Jesus Christ. And to become a man, he needed a, guess what, listeners? To be a man, you must need a mother. So Our Lady was chosen to be the Mother of God. So her great act, her bravery, she agreed. And was promised that a sword would pierce her heart. As a woman who she had to watch her son die. And actually, those are the acts of saving us, his passion and death. So the sword would pierce her heart, just like a spear pierced the heart of her son on the cross. But the sword would, I always think to myself, is a golden sword, because the great glory that comes from that sword, that every day I go to Mass and receive Holy Communion, I receive the infinite God, and we have God who saved us. Therefore, the sword is a golden one. And I believe by her agreement in the Annunciation to be a mother of God, the mother of Jesus Christ, our salvation is wrought. So looking now, listeners, we look at the titles of Jesus Christ, and to a lesser degree to his mother, because Jesus Christ, he is God and man. Our Lady, she is only a human being like us, but a specially chosen one. So therefore, she is queen of the angels and queen of all saints, queen of everybody. So in thinking about Jesus Christ, the first word that comes to my mind is the Saviour, that Jesus Christ is our Saviour, that he became a man. He left the mansions of heaven and the glory of heaven, where he rules everything. He is the creator of the universe, and he became a humble child in Bethlehem in the snow. And also, listeners, he is Redeemer, because he redeemed us. But he redeemed everybody, listen, every human person in the world who's ever lived has been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ being saved. But, listeners, redeem does not mean saved. We have to cooperate with God so that we are redeemed. We have to be part of that redemption. He opened the gates of heaven for us, but we must choose to enter into the gates of heaven for all eternity by the goodness of our lives. So, listeners, although redeemed, we must cooperate in also being saved. And Jesus Christ, listeners, he is King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords, the book of Revelation tells us. Kings of everybody, as a human being, no one can be greater. He's the greatest human being that saved us all. And he is also God. Listeners, he is the Prince of Peace. Beautiful words, listeners. He brings peace between mankind and God. So he's the Prince of Peace. Because he brings peace, and he tells us we must love our neighbour. We must be peaceful. We must not go to war. We must not hurt people. Prince of Peace. And listeners, his name is Jesus of Nazareth. That's what they put on the cross when they killed him. The Romans, when they killed somebody, put a title on the instrument of death, saying what they are being killed for. Listeners, he has been killed because he was Jesus of Nazareth, and he was King of the Jews. The Jews did not want that king, but nevertheless, he is the one that saved us all. Because, listeners, salvation must come from the Jews. And we must love and honour the Jews, despite, like ourselves, they have many faults. But they are Jews, they are the chosen nation of God. Jesus tells us that salvation comes from the Jews, because the Messiah was a Jew. Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. It's the lovely song that my sister used to sing many, many, many years ago, The Stranger of Galilee. Yes, he was the Stranger of Galilee. It says 75 years ago, listeners, I was a little wee boy, I heard that song being sung by my sister. And he is Prince and King and Lord. all these things. Yes, he's the Lord God. He's King of all. He is Prince. He is the eternal God. Listeners, do you ever think of that word, eternal? It blows my mind away forever. That God is eternal. That he's always created. Sorry, from eternity, listeners, you can see the massiveness of the universe and how God has created it from eternity. Yes, the sun had a start. So many billion years ago the sun started. But it was old. At that stage, God was old at that stage. He was eternal, listeners. Never began and never finished. It blows your mind. Just think of the word, eternal God, listeners. Eternal. Never started. And we go and think of healer and miracle worker and how he cured everybody who came to him who had a need. That's us, listeners, too. He will cure anything that we need if we turn to God in faith and love. But we must die, listeners, so not that everything is good for us, but he will guide us even through death, because he's the King of death, and he rose again, and we will rise again, listeners, to glory or not to glory, to punishment, listeners. Let us choose wisely. Yes, for he is creator of the universe. And listeners, besides being creator of the whole universe, he is the baby of Bethlehem. Silent night, holy night. Yes, how beautiful. The lovely prayers and words. Beneath a veil he is, listeners. The veil of his Godhead, he veiled it to become a man as a child in the snow. And yet, besides the glory of the universe creator, he is a man of sorrows. Yes, Isaiah in chapter 53 tells us 700 years before he was born about the man of sorrows and also that he'd be God. He is the crucified one. How sickening, listeners, that he was crucified on a cross. How criminal, how terrible to die like that. And in his humility and in his obedience, he let himself be crucified. Why? To show you and me, listeners, that he loves us. It doesn't matter how tough it is for us, that he had it worse. If you've got cancer and are dying, that's terrible, listeners. The thought, as you're old, of death is not good, listeners. And how you die, you don't know. But nevertheless, God loves us. God was crucified for us. How soothing, listeners. And he, listeners, is, yes, also from that book of the Bible. He is the suffering servant. The suffering servant of God. Yes, he suffered in his slave, but listeners, servus in Latin means not only servant, it means slave, because all servants were slaves. A third or more of Rome, the empire, were slaves, listeners. They were bought and sold like cattle. They did exactly, they had no rights, listeners. The owner had the right to kill them if he wished. So Jesus Christ was a slave, a suffering slave, and he was killed, listeners. And he is the grandson of Joachim and of Anne. We have a feast day in the church of St. Joachim and St. Anne. And St. Anne is the mother of Our Lady Mary. Therefore, listeners, she is the grandson of Joachim and Anne. When the little boy, he was there as a 1 and 2 and a 3-year-old, the grandmother was proud of him. Just like, listeners, we are proud of Jesus Christ. And he is the Holy of Holies. He is the infinite God, holy, all holy. In our tabernacles, we go and worship. We bow down. Some people prostrate themselves in front of the tabernacle of the bread and wine and our made God. Because that is where the Holy of Holies is, just like it was in the Old Testament. The one place in the world in the Old Testament where God dwelt was the Holy of Holies in the Temple of Jerusalem. Now, every Catholic Church has the Holy of Holies, God himself there. Listeners, Jesus Christ was Emmanuel, the God-man, the promised one of Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Yeah, and he's the bread of life, listeners. Chapter 6 of St. John tells us the bread of life. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you cannot have life. Listeners, I'll read that again. What does it say? It's talking to you, listeners, and especially if you're not a Catholic or if you are a Catholic. It says, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you cannot have life. You cannot, does it say you cannot get to heaven? It doesn't sound too good, listeners. But it shows you the importance of those words. Jesus Christ says, unless you're born of water and the Holy Spirit, in chapter 3 of John, you cannot have life. So you must be baptized, listeners. Do you hear that, everybody who listens to this program? Jesus Christ, the God-man, is saying, you must be baptized with water and the Holy Ghost. That makes you a Christian, a Catholic. And you must eat the bread of life. You must drink his blood to be saved. Yes, Jesus Christ is King of the Jews. And Jesus Christ is eternal judge. Jesus Christ is the high priest. Not only the high priest, he is also the victim in the Mass on Calvary. We think of his death. And we think of Aaron the priest and how everything was foretold what would happen in the future. How every day the priests in the temple took a lamb at 9 a.m. in the morning and at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and slaughtered a pure and innocent one-year-old lamb. And that is representing Jesus Christ on the cross. And he is the high priest offering himself to the Father. And he also a high priest, but also a victim. He is the one who was killed. He is the one is killed, the Lamb of God. He is listeners of Judah, the tribe of Judah, of the 12 tribes, and Levite was the holy one that Aaron belonged to, of the priests. But it wasn't of the Levites that the Messiah was to come, with the tribe of Judah. So we're told at Christmas when Jesus is born, it's in Bethlehem of Judea. That was him, listeners. And Jesus Christ, he is the son of Abraham, the founder of the Jewish nation, of David, the great king. And he is the one of the 42 generations mentioned in Matthew, page 1. And of the 75 generations mentioned in St. Luke, that go back from Jesus Christ all the way, all the men who are his ancestors, back to Adam and Eve, listeners. That is the one we are talking about. And what do us Catholics believe, listeners, we say? In the Creed, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, slept under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. He descended and held the land of the dead. The third day he rose again from the dead, ascended to heaven, and seated at the right hand of the Father, Father Almighty, from thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Roman Catholic Church. I believe in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. We think of Our Lady, listeners. She is not the great one. Jesus Christ is the great one. He is the Son. But she came before him to bring him forth. So we talk to her, and we say of her, that she is like the moon. The moon is a reflection of the sun. Jesus Christ is the Son of Glory. And she is a reflection in the moon. And when Venus, when the sailors at sea, they would see Venus, the first star in the morning. A great storm has taken place in other boats. And there the Venus, the morning star, comes. The hope and delivery from death. That's what Our Lady did. She delivered the human race from death, not through her own actions, but through her Son, Jesus Christ. And she is humble. And also it says, the strange thing in the scripture says about Mary, that she is terrible as an army set in battle array. And the Canticle of Canticles, the great love story, it talks about her. She is queen of heaven and earth. She is the woman in the sun, chapter 12, yes, of the book of Revelation. You see a woman in the sun. You also see a great red dragon, and there'll be war between the two. That's what we're going through now, listeners. The woman, the dragon is attacking the woman and the children of the dragon, the church of the dragon. And that's why many, many people follow the dragon, Satan, the devil. And the woman and the sun wins that battle. She leads us. It started with Fatima in 1917, listeners. And and she leads us to victory. Much anguish, much turmoil, but victory. She is queen of angels and queen of saints. She's the mother of Christ. She's the crusher of Satan. But she's only the reflected glory of the Father, because Jesus is the glory of the Father. She is the star of the sea, that star that comes after the storm in the morning. And Jesus said, listeners, I am the way and the truth and the life. I am, that's the words that God himself said to Moses in the burning bush in the desert. I am. It means I am everything. I am being itself. Not I was, I will be. I am. I am the way. The only way to God. I am the only truth. I am God. I am life. All life comes from me. Your life. My life. A million years ago, listeners, God knew you. Your name. He knew me. He's a God of life. And from our parents, we were given life. And he created a soul. He also says, I am. I am the bread of life. You must eat communion, my flesh and my blood. And Jesus Christ said, I am the good shepherd. Yes, if one of my sheep, they fail, I'll go into the desert and find them and bring them home. Leave the 99 safe while I go in searching the one lost sheep. Because I am the good shepherd. I am that which am. That's why the Jews killed him. Because he says, before Abram ever lived, I am. And the Jews said, what did you talk about, you idiot? Abram, he lived 2,000 years ago. How can you say that Abraham saw your day and he was delighted to see your day? You fool. You're only not yet 50 years old. And Jesus Christ says, I am that which am. Before Abram, before anything, before the universe, I am. I am existence itself. He also says, I am the Son of God. I am the Son of David. I am the Son of Man. He became a man, and through Mary is the line of David. Yes, I am. I am that which am. I am being itself. When they asked him who he was once, he says, I am the beginning. That's right. He's the beginning of all things, everything. I am Jesus of Nazareth. Yes, I am the Alpha and the Omega. The Greek words, the first and last letters of the alphabet. I am the start and I am the finish. I am everything. I am Jehovah. Yes, and before Abram ever came to be, I am. Jesus Christ, he's the Redeemer of the world. He's the splendor of the Father. He's the King of glory. Jesus Christ is mighty God, most patient. He's Jesus in Greek Christos, meek and humble of heart. He's a lover of chastity and purity. We think of the sixth beatitude. Blessed are the pure in heartlessness. We must try and be pure. A purity is a great sin, sinned against by the human race, listeners. Yes, through divorce and through lovers and people living together, there's impurity. I am the author of life, says Jesus. I am the good shepherd. I am eternal wisdom. I am master of the apostles. Yes, and I am the strength of martyrs. I am the Lamb of God, which John the Baptist pointed out Jesus to his disciples before he ever spoke to Jesus. And he says, there he is. There is the Lamb of God, him who takes away the sins of the world. The Lamb was a victim who was killed. Jesus Christ was that Lamb, the victim that was killed. I am infinite majesty. I am God himself. I am the gate of heaven, says Jesus. I am the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I am the fullness of the divinity. I am he who the Father is well pleased. I am the fountain of life and of holiness. Yes, I am obedient unto death. He obeyed his Father right through to death, just like Mary obeyed the Father and watched her son die on a cross. Atonement for our sins he is, for he is life and the resurrection. He is bruised for our sins and our offences. Victim for sin. He's the delight of the saints. He's the one who takes away the sins of the world. Yes, and Mary, yes, she also is the mother of the Saviour. She has a secondary role. She is not God, but she is the mother of God. Greater than all of the saints, any of the saints and the angels, greater than all of them put together, because she is the mother of God. Through her indirectly, our salvation came. Because she brought forth Jesus Christ, who died on a cross to save us. So because she is the mother of the Redeemer, through which all the human race is redeemed, and she is his mother, she is our mother. On the cross, as he was dying, in his last words, he said to his son, behold thy mother, and mother, behold thy son. We were given to our Lady to be protected, and she was given to us to be our mother. She is the mother of the King of all kings. So she is the great mother of all, the King of all kings. She's the mother of the Prince of Peace. She's the mother of Jesus of Nazareth. For it was in Nazareth that the angel came to her and asked, will you be the mother of God? And she said, how can I be the mother of God? I'm a virgin, vowed to virginity, never to know a man. And the angel Gabriel says, the power of God will descend upon you and you'll bring forth a son. You'll call him Jesus. He'll be God of God and light of light. And she said, yes. She is the mother of the stranger from Galilee. Because she came from Galilee, therefore he came from Galilee. She's the mother of the prince and the mother of the king and the mother of the Lord God made man. Yes, what a great role she has, listeners. Not God, but the mother of God. We think of the eight Beatitudes that he gave us and the Ten Commandments. We think that he is the conqueror of sin and of all evil. And he is our example that we can now follow. And even doesn't matter how bad it gets with our sicknesses and our deaths, that we can follow him bravely like the saints have and do as God has chosen for us. He is the prince of purity and the prince of charity. He is the prince of the eight Beatitudes. He gave us the eight Beatitudes, listeners. And I think they portray sweetly everything that he taught. And when he said in chapter 5 of St. Matthew's Gospel, the eight Beatitudes, the eight blessings that he gave us, just like the blessings were given in the Old Testament and in Deuteronomy, also the woes, the counters to the blessings. And we think, blessed are the poor spiritually, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Yes, the poor are the blessed, the poor and blessed are the meek, for they shall possess the land. Think of Jesus Christ on the cross, listeners. Nothing, not even clothes on. Everything given for us, all his blood gone. You could not be more meek than the suffering Saviour. Therefore the meek shall possess the land. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted, those that mourn. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after justice, for they shall have their fill. Jesus Christ hungered and thirsted for justice. As God, as the prince of all and of all goodness, put to death by sinners. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Bless us, listeners. We are the ones that need mercy. We are the sinners. So we say, Jesus Christ is blessed are the merciful. For if you give mercy, then you shall receive mercy. And number 6, the beautiful one, listeners. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. That you must be pure to see God. So if you try and be pure, listeners, then you will see God for all eternity in front of the face of God, in front of his glory, and you will be glorious. So, yes, we must try and be pure, listeners, and pray for purity. And I ask Our Lady, the Mother of Purity, to make us pure and to help us, and to Jesus Christ, the Prince of Purity, to help us to be pure. And blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Jesus on the cross, making peace with the human race and with God, so that we do not have to go to the hell and to Satan, but that we can get to God, because blessed are the peacemakers, through Jesus Christ making that peace on the cross by his blood. And we can go to Mass every day and receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And lastly, blessed are they that suffer persecution for justice sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And we think of his humility, of the seven virtues, of the great virtues of humility and generosity, and of purity and of meekness, of temperance and of brotherly love and of diligence. For they cover the things of Satan, which are pride and covetousness, lust and anger and gluttony and envy and sloth. So, listeners, that was Jesus Christ, and that is his humble mother, told to us by the Church. And how he is the Saviour and the Redeemer. He is the King of Kings and the Prince of Peace. He is Jesus of Nazareth, and he's the stranger from Galilee. He's Prince and King and Lord. Thank you very much, listeners. I hope you enjoyed the programme. It was a lovely programme from the point of view that the subject matter was very, very sweet. Thank you, and I hope to speak to you next week. Good afternoon, and God bless you. This is Vic.